What was the genesis? Why come up with this a few years ago? Why should people participate and be a part of this?
The National Day of Listening started 4 years ago, and it's a pretty simple idea. We asked the country on the day after Thanksgiving to take an hour and interview someone in your life, a parent, a grandparent, honor them by recording kind of a StoryCorps do-it-yourself interview as the least expensive, one of the least expensive and most meaningful gifts we can give one another. You know, we picked the day after Thanksgiving because families are together, because a lot of people think of it as Black Friday and it's kind of a shopping day. And we thought of this as, you know, along with the shopping, just something a little bit more meaningful that folks could do to, you know, honor someone in their life during the holiday. You know, we've found with StoryCorps, which started 8 years ago, and we've done about 40,000 interviews so far with about 80,000 people because most people come in pairs, that act of sitting with a parent, a neighbor, a grandparent, looking them in the eyes and saying, who are you? You know, what have you learned? How do you want to be remembered? Is one of the most profound and meaningful things you can say to someone else. And it's a great act of generosity.
It's a good way to use this medium to do that and to honor and recognize. I know I was thinking, as you started answering, how this type of a program would have been great 25 years ago for myself when there were certain members of my family who were still alive, that you hear the stories and then you forget them, they pass on, and no one is keeping track of who these individuals were and the significant things that they have done in their lives. I mean, I'm sure you hear a lot of that too.
Yeah. I mean, what I hear all the time, people tell me, I wish I had interviewed my grandfather, my mom, you know, my sister, but I just didn't do it, you know. And part of what we hope to do with the National Day of Listening is give people an opportunity just to do that. And, you know, no matter how well you think you know this person, you're going to find out something a lot that you didn't know about them when you sit down and ask these big life questions, and you're never going to regret it. But, you know, Brian, I suggest that even today it's worthwhile to sit down with someone else in your family, whether it's a kid, whoever it is, a brother, and record your memories of these people, because even those memories of these loved ones who died 25 years ago are going to be, you know, really important to your grandkids, your great-grandkids. You know, I think it's so important that we understand where we came from and, you know, kind of respect the stories of those who came before us.
Do you think as a society we are getting away from doing that? I mean, we're so caught up in the internet age with electronic devices, instantaneous communications. Have we forgotten the oral tradition?
I don't know. You know, I think that if it wasn't for new media, that there wouldn't be a StoryCorps. You know, this is a digital project, and, you know, there's so much kind of data coming at us. But, you know, I think that face-to-face discussion, the face-to-face contact, looking someone in the eye and telling them how much they mean to you by asking questions is just so important. And whether it's, you know, today or 25 years ago or 50 years ago, I mean, it's just a great act of kindness, a great act of generosity. And I do think that we live in a country for sure that's extremely fractured. And, you know, one of the things you learn through StoryCorps is that when you really take the time to listen to other people, that maybe we're not quite as different as we think we are. And that there are a lot of things that we share in common, and there are a lot of things that we care about, and that maybe we should spend a little bit less time screaming at each other and a little more time listening to each other. And that's part of what we're trying to do with StoryCorps as we work to build it into a national institution.
Well, and again, I like the concept of the day after Thanksgiving. Don't get caught up in the Black Friday mentality, the shopping. Take a break. Take a deep breath. Actually live and experience life with those whom you love.
Amen. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, David.
Have a good holiday, okay?
Likewise. David Isay is the founder of StoryCorps and the National Day of Listening. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.